with Jerry Letterbeck and Mike Moross. Jerry, this is the 20th year of this program here in Branch County, and you just had some great supporters this year come out and donate money and toys for the kids.
That's correct. We had Myers donated $4,500 to us. The Eagles gave us another $2,100. And we spent a little over $7,100 yesterday at Myers. And plus, they also gave us discounts at the same time. So it was a great day for us.
Jerry, probably when this project first started years ago with the Marine League, probably they never thought it would grow to be as big as it is or as important as it is, because it really is an important part of Christmas.
Yeah, we started, actually, John Morrell asked me to be his co-chairman at that time. And that year, we only had about 650 toys. And this year, we've got well over probably around 6,500 to 7,000 toys. And another important thing we should mention is that all the toys we collect in Branch County stay within Branch County. They don't go out of the county or anything. So we really benefit the people in Branch County.
Mike, so from that standpoint, about how many families do you think will be helped by this year?
Numbers somewhere around high 200s, 300, and a little over 500 kids.
Yeah.
That's what we've been told so far.
The support from the community outside of Myers, the Eagles, and those, just the individuals who've donated, you know, into the boxes around the community, that's pretty fantastic too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We've had many places where we went in a couple times to pick up because the boxes were full. I mean, I personally went down to Dollar General. They had them all boxed up in the boxes. Their product came in and picked up over 15 boxes to take down the Salvation Army.
Well, we had 65 drop-off sources, so we extended quite a ways around the community. So.